Hello, the 5 minutes, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 150, 150. Yes, we are making a headway, or we have already left. Oh, you are so blessed today. So we're going back to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And by this time, you should be able to say it offhand with me. Come on, let's go. Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then we add James 1:22. And what's it saying? Come on, by this time you should say it offhand with me. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. I say you will not be a self-deluded man or woman. Oh, it's a blessing to know you are here, you're listening to me. I tell you, whatever it is that you desire, this word is producing it in your life. Okay, so we looked at Matthew 7, which talks about anyone who hears God's word and is a doer of it. That is Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever hear these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. You are a wise person which built his house upon the rock. And I said, the rock is who? Jesus. Jesus is the word, and the word is God. Hallelujah. So Jesus, the word, God, equally the same. And he said in verse 25, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Definitely, this is how life is. In life, rains come, floods come, winds blow, and they beat on every house, every life. Is there any life which has not experienced the rains? Is there any life which has not experienced the floods? Is there any life which has not experienced the winds? Oh, every man, woman, boy, and girl. And I remember one time has experienced it. I went ahead of myself. I remember one time there was a young lady who was crossing the street. Would you believe that she was crossing the street and she was absent-minded? And a car almost knocked her down. So this woman was shouting, like, hey, girl, girl. And as she came to herself, she realized, oh, I'm crossing the street. Then the woman looked at this young girl and said, oh, this world. She said, how can this little girl be carrying such a load on her head that as she's crossing the street, a car almost knocked her down because of absent-mindedness? She was anxious. She was carrying a burden. So whether you were a child, there are some people, when they tell you their age and what they've been through, 50 years old have not experienced what they've experienced at the age of 18 years, teenagers, and they tell you what they've been through. And also, because we're in a global village right now, everything impacts everywhere. Any slight thing, it moves the whole world. You say, this is trending. Why is it trending? Because someone saw it and posted, and others. Social media has made the world truly a global village. And so a lot of things happen for little children to see it. Little children, I mean, when we were growing up, I'm not too old, but when we're growing up, it was difficult for anybody to find pornography. It was difficult. You would have to go to somebody's house whose father was that way, and maybe he's hiding the magazines, and then you go into the garage and you go and steal it, and then you hide it because you don't want anybody to, or somebody would tear something and come and show it in class, and you go around and everybody say, hey, what is happening? And even then, many people saw it and didn't know, understand what it meant. When they saw what was happening between a man and a woman. Right now, it's not like that. Even there is pornography for children. Children are looking at such things. It's so sad. It is really, really sad. But that's how the world has become. So winds that we didn't even meet when we were 20 years. Now 5 years are meeting those winds. Winds that are tossing people to and fro, as Ephesians chapter 3 said. So not being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. So we have winds of doctrines. Winds of strange doctrines are moving men, women, boys, girls in our time. They are reading things that you wouldn't have read when you were 30 years old. Now, 5 year olds and 10 year old and teenagers, they are all watching and reading them. So really, truly, what God's word is saying here is so true. And we ought to train our children before they even as kids. Let's train them up on the rock. Let's help them build on the rock. Because if they do not build it, then the rains will come. Then the floods will come. And the winds will blow. You're so blessed. Bye.